Hello again, it's Charlie Tuna, back at the radio. I knew it had come to this. Just got this note before I went on the air about food prices. They've escalated to the point where the owners of Secretariat, the Triple Crown winner in racing, well, he had been consigned out to $2 million with a stud service, but now they think they make more money if they'll just sell him for somebody to eat.
She was black as the night. Louis was whiter than white. Danger, danger, when you taste brown sugar. Louis fell in love overnight. Nothing bad, it was good. Louis had the best girl he could. When he took her home to meet his mama and papa, Louis knew just where he stood.
Stories with Charlie Tuna. I think I'm kidding about this food price thing. Porky Pig has even requested additional security now, I guess, with the problems. You've seen the bumper stickers, too, that say, fight smog, buy a horse. Now there's a new one that says, fight food prices, eat one. It's Paul Simon, Love It Like a Rock.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy.
Say now, I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. Say now, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man, snatching in purity. My mama loves me, she loves me. She gets down on her knees.
And if I was the president, the minute the Congress called my name, I say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling? Right out the president, you see you. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She can't die.
Sitting here, curl up beside your radio, ready to uncork my radio hotline in a few minutes. Got some problems, get set to put them where you want them. This is April and Nino. Nino.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. Let me put my arms around you, yeah. See how high we fly. Fly, said to the spider.
April and Nino at the tone, Charlie Tuna, and put it where you want it, right here. Well, no, maybe a little higher. Looks kind of silly there. I had a little trouble breathing today. Must be the air pollution. I've got the only car I think the tires are wearing out from the inside. Give you an idea just to dramatize that fact. Would you pay $400 for a $150 TV set just for the privilege of charging it? Probably not, if you knew what you were getting into. But until the Truth in Lending Act became law, chances were dim that the merchant would tell you all the facts. Now they have to tell you all the charges you will pay for the simple privilege of charging. This means that you must be informed as to what the interest or carrying charges are, so you'll know the full amount you're purchase will run you. We haven't run into ZZZ, ZZZ for a while, have we? That's the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. Thought I'd just call the number here and see what they got on there lately. You never know. And messages change. Hello?
This is the award-winning Z. From the underwater world of the vast ocean below comes the story of Scuba Patrol. You remember last time we left our courageous men of the sea exploring the deep blue depths of the ocean floor in search of the baked potato that contained the answer to the yet unsolved mystery. Let's listen. Now, this is a surprise. What could possibly happen next? Don't fail to miss our next episode when we'll hear Van say... That's next time on Scuba Patrol.
How do you put a recorded message on hold, anyway? Well, I think we all know now what happened to Lawrence Welk's bubble machine. It's alive and working in dramas on the telephone. Stars, tie a yellow ribbon.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do.
With Tony Orlando, with Charlie Tuna, tie a white little ribbon around the old oak tree, but this time make it a little higher because there are a lot of dogs in the neighborhood. Jerry Lee Lewis, here's what's shaking behind my engineer's hands.
I'm all over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come all over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't playing.
Kids to continue with your piano lessons. It's a whole lot of shaking going on here with Charlie Tune-Up. Had a couple of calls, people wondering about what to do with the escalating food prices, I guess are evident, because I don't know what we're going through, some sort of shortage or something. Everything else is short. Now it's food. So I have a solution I could offer right now. If you'll turn up the radio a little bit and gather a whole family right now in front of it. All right? Ready? Moo. I'm going to try again. Moo. Now, if you can convince the kids that this radio is really a steak, maybe you can convince them they ought to have it for dinner tonight. It'd be a lot cheaper, I think. All right. We have the radio hotline here in just a second for your other problems, and we'll talk to you about it in a half a minute. A recent survey revealed that many servicemen and women don't realize they're paying into Social Security while they're in uniform. They probably also don't realize what benefits they can enjoy under Social Security. For example, in addition to retirement benefits, Social Security also provides benefits for the members of a young service family. If something should happen to the head of the household while he's on active duty, his dependents would be eligible to receive several different types of payments. For example, dependent children can receive monthly checks until they're 18, or if they're full-time students, until they reach 22. Social Security continues to work for you. Investigate it. Now let's investigate what's going on out around here with the radio hotline.
Are you going steady?
Yes, I am. I've been very big on prune juice and bran flakes this season.
Okay.
Radio hotline.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
I've got a really bad problem.
Okay.
Okay. I've got braces, and yesterday I went to the orthodontist.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me one of those big head things that goes over your head.
Right.
And it is really hurting me this morning.
Oh.
Because it's pulling me sideways, and I've got rubber bands pulling me down.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff.
I never needed an orthodontist when I was growing up. I always put my foot in my mouth. That seemed to straighten it out. Radio hotline.
Hi, Charlie. Do you sleep in a water bed?
Do I sleep in a water bed?
Yes.
Only if I drink a little. Radio hotline.
Yeah, Charlie?
Yes.
I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
See, lately, I've been getting into a heck of a lot of fights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I've gone in, and maybe just the way I look or something like that, and guys have come up to me for no reason whatsoever. I mean, little guys.
Yeah.
They come up to me, and they think that they can beat me, and they just hit on me and stuff like that, so I get mad and have to cream them.
Well, what's your problem, then?
What am I going to do about it? I don't know. Maybe it's just something I'm doing.
Oh, no. I tell you what. Get married. Then you'll have a reason to fight.
Oh, wow.
Radio hotline.
Ask
Mrs. Hemingway. Go ahead.
I don't know if my mom's going to let me take it on a field trip, which we're going to today. So I've only wrote 5 pages so far.
Uh-huh.
And I want to make it a 105-page book.
Oh.
So what am I going to do?
Ask Clifford Irving. Radio Hotline.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
I'm calling to tell you something. See, I listen to your Radio Hotline, and a lot of times I hear people, like, saying bad things about you sometimes, like they say you're crazy.
Yeah, I've often been accused of that.
Well,
but they're crazy for saying that.
Yeah, well, I'm just calling to say that I don't think you're that bad, and that I like you, and that you're my favorite DJ, even if you are weird.
Okay, Mom, say hello to Dad.
Okay.
Radio Hotline.
Who do you think will win the World Series?
The team that scores more runs.
The
Radio Hotline.
Charlie?
Yes.
I got a problem.
Oh, good. You really sound like you're really into this problem, too.
Yeah.
It's really got you depressed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
See, I got to the dentist today, and they're going to pull my teeth.
Well, just get a good polygrip on yourself, and it'll be all right.
Oh,
Radio Hotline?
Yeah. Is the energy crisis for real?
Yes, it is. I've run out. Radio Hotline?
Charlie, there was a kidnapping down on the street.
There was?
Yeah, his mother woke him up.
Radio Hotline?
Yeah.
Hello?
I just heard you on the radio.
Yeah? That was me.
I'm in trouble.
What's your problem?
I'm trying to land on the Bonhomme Richard and...
Wait, hold it. I'm starting to understand you. I think it's my problem now.
No, it isn't really. I have a master's degree in I don't know whatever you call it.
You must have had a great weekend. Radio Hotline.
Charlie?
Yes.
I got this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all last weekend I went camping with some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to stay there today, but we couldn't because we're all really dirty and everything from camping.
Oh, I know. It can get pretty dirty in the forest.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got back and I washed this morning and I washed my hair. And I can't get my hair dry because it's really long. It won't dry in time and I have to be out of here in about a half an hour.
The best solution I found in that instance when you are in a hurry is just shampoo it again, this time with Nair.
Oh.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me.
Charlie Tuna with Elton John's new single, Saturday Night Fights. Saturday night's all right for fighting. The neighbors usually having a party and probably couldn't hear us anyway. I just said Leo, my crack newsman, in the studio a moment ago, was telling me that the food price increase, they're going up again. More news about that. And also that somebody has spotted a gas can on the street that leads here to our studios. And Leo is theorizing that apparently the gas can ran out of car. Good, Leo. Just go right back.
always to follow the golden rule. And she said, it's really a sin to be mean and cruel. So remember, if you're untrue, angels up in heaven are looking at you. You'll never get to heaven if you break my heart. So be very careful not to make us part.
Stylistics with Charlie Tuna. Never get to heaven. It's a little song of Dionne Warwick's. Never get to heaven on roller skates. Where I'm going, I can use a slide. It's Charlie Tuna here. Oh, what is Leo's extension? I'm going to get a hold of him again. A little news tip that was phoned into me earlier, and I wanted to brief him on it and see if he had been advised. What is it? 29. Figured. Never trust any newsman over 30. All right, I'll call Leo here. You may be one of those people who like to complain about what you could have done with the right breaks. You know, like finishing school. Well, now that you're in the military, your excuses are over because the services offer accredited college courses in just about every subject. They even offer instruction in foreign languages so that you can learn to speak to the people in the country where you're based without hand signals or an interpreter. And after you get out, there's the GI Bill, a month and a half of educational benefits for every month you put in the service. So quit complaining and start becoming the success you always could have been. So let me call Leo here, the other success that could have been. We'll just find out if he's been advised of this tip. It's not often I run across things like this, but it's one beginning. Where's Leo? Down the hall again?
News.
Leo.
Hello there.
Charlie Tuna again.
The world famous one.
I almost forgot while you were in the studio. Are you going to dispatch a reporter of a news tip I got this morning that a group of housewives are going to meet with the Secretary of Agriculture, Earl Butz, today in a protest movement over the escalating prices in the supermarkets? They're going to hold a weenie roast. And there is some speculation as to whether the Secretary will show up, but I just thought you might be advised to say it. I found out, too, you know, the only product that will remain stable in price on the grocery shelves today...
What's that, Charlie?
...is prune juice. Once you see the others, you won't need it.
I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song that ain't got no melody. win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no mother. If the bad guy win every once in a while.
When it goes round in circles,
when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Circles. Well, if it's following this show, it probably will. Charlie Tuna, I was just talking to a women's lip spokesman a moment ago. They've adopted a new tactic, I guess, in lieu of the escalating food prices. They've decided not only now to burn their bras, but they're going to eat them, too. I guess you get substitutes.
So
That's Governor O'Sullivan. Get down with Charlie Tuna. I just got the word. I've got to get off. That's going to get it. Thank you very much for listening. Before we say our goodbyes, hello to all our friends and listeners in Hoopin, Iceland. See you back tomorrow. Until that time, stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.